당아주 아디샤게 램파도와도 갈갈은 로거스 마르베 아 다른주도 몸페드 투체나스
So we've been going over the text by the great master Atisha, the lamp for the path to enlightenment, and many people have come today, so thank you so much. So we can find in an abbreviated fashion or a condensed form in this particular text on the stages of the path by the great master Atisha, all of the concise meanings of sutra and tantra, all of the meanings of the Hinayana schools and the Mahayana schools and their divisions and so forth. So we can see that in an abbreviated format, this text encompasses all of the teachings that were given by the Lord Buddha in an implicit manner. So if we're able to ascertain the true meaning of this text, the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, and able to understand the stages of the path to enlightenment, then we're able to extract the concise meanings of sutra and tantra and the concise meanings of Hinayana and Mahayana and what differentiates them from each other. So by studying this particular text and engaging in an in-depth analysis, we're able to come out the other side of that reflection with a true solid understanding of these topics. So, and even the great masters such as Nagarjuna, the great Indian pandits such as Nagarjuna and Asanga and their lineages of teachings have made it to the great master Atisha, and he includes all of their commentaries and the descriptions of these various topics from their commentaries in his Lam Rim because of his combining the concise meanings of these two lineages. At this point, we have a human basis. We have a human basis which possesses a human mind, and this human mind that we possess has so many abilities and so many possibilities. So if we wish to engage in religious practice or we wish to follow a dharmic practice, here the word is, translator's note, similar for religion and dharma. If we wish to engage in practice of religion or dharma, then we will have the ability to do so because of the vast qualities of the human mind that we possess, because if we possess a human form, we necessarily possess a human mind. All sentient beings possess what is called the Buddha potential or Buddha nature. It does not matter realm they abide in. It has been stated by the Buddha that all sentient beings possess Buddha nature or Buddha lineage or Buddha potential. It's translated as all these three things. So we have the potential because of the fact that we are sentient beings to achieve that same possibility.
So
it's because of this that through engaging in studies and practices one is able to abandon the various types of suffering that they previously had to endure and able to achieve the state of foe-destroyer because of these practices, religious practices, foe-destroyer or arhat, able to achieve a rebirth into the three higher realms, are able to abandon the rebirth in the lower realms and able to achieve also finally unsurpassable true complete enlightenment of the Buddha But if one does not possess the lineage of the Buddha, then it's not possible to achieve Buddhahood. So it's necessary to engage in the practices which are of the lineage of the Buddha in order to achieve the result of Buddhahood.
Oje ta ngazul songji ri yor seje thangji le songji ri gi chod yor ri de gar ris sin zgu zu la ba yina an ngazu yi ji she ba yi ji she ba de le yi she ba tun tun da lu shi ni yi ji she ba tun tun wo du su kong lo songji ge ri ris ko chue thangji chen yang ne ba yor ris dan da shi nyu mo ba de shi de ba de de ma du an ne chue thangji she yang ne ba yor ri nyu mo ba de shi de ba da su na an ngazu kong lo sen zu a mi shi cha ne ya yor ris.
So all sentient beings possess Buddha nature and possess the potential to become all-knowing and to possess the potential to completely destroy the afflictions and the obstructions to omniscience which inhibit he or she from becoming a Buddha. So it's possible to assert that all sentient beings have Buddha nature or Buddha potential because of the fact that they necessarily possess a mental consciousness. And this mental consciousness is imbued with both correct consciousness and mistaken consciousness. And once the afflictions and so forth, which fall into the category of mistaken consciousness, and the obstructions to omniscience and the afflictive obstructions are eradicated, then one has the ability to achieve the state of Buddhahood or achieve the state of all-knowing omniscience. The reason that at this point we do not possess omniscience or the state of all-knowing is because we still have the afflictive obstructions and the obstructions to omniscience because they have not been eradicated. But the mental consciousness possesses the potential to have either mistaken or correct consciousness. And once all of the mistaken consciousness is eradicated, then only thing that is left is correct consciousness. And this is why this is one reason for the assertion that all sentient beings possess Buddha nature or Buddha potential.
Taba dan sanje dan rogres, sen de diba diba tos mabasaba ina, and nga son rajige, sanje go watu son rogres.
It has been stated by the Buddha, or pronounced by the Buddha, that if one engages in virtuous deeds, then that will lead he or she to happiness, will lead he or she to a rebirth in the gods and the demigods, the human realms, in the higher realms. But if one engages in misdeeds or negative actions, then those types of activities lead one to a rebirth in the lower realms of the hells, hungry ghosts, and animals.
Sand daba najiris daba mota tangin mota de khalu kabat jujuro sand ge ane dendu tangin ru kaban ru na sand ge ru sand.
So the mind is very similar to the driver of a car. The driver of a car decides which way one will go. Likewise, the mind decides what type of activities the being that the mind is driving will engage in, and those activities will produce either a rebirth into the higher realms or rebirth into the lower realms, depending on the nature of those actual activities.
Dāng kārāsū gārē, kōwādān, tābādān, wāt sāngjī gā sōng wārē, kāng sōng bū nāni sēn zāng mōs, kāng sōng bū dēzāyā rāng mār bē, kāng sōng bū kāng lō, sū zō wārē zā, sēn gā sō wārē zā, sēn gā shē wārē zā.
Okay, so when asked the question, what created the three different realms, the three realms of the desire realm, the form realm, and the formless realm, the Buddha stated that the mind created these three realms. And then there are different views in different religions that state that, oh, there has been a creator god of some sort that created these realms. But as Buddhists, we believe that the mind created these things. We believe that a mind created these things.
Yeah. Oje dat ne kaju gore ta nga su chu du gore chu du ne an garu yong ayo gore de ba ina an nga su dewa sejen kang ga dewa ndo gore dunga ndo go ma res chu du du ba ina dewa yong gore sen da da shema da ma bul dewa yong gore de yin su chu du gore 디바사나 동행 용거레스.
So if one, what happens if one engages in dharmic practice or religious activities? Well, these religious activities will lead one to a state of happiness which is free from suffering, because one realizes that all sentient beings wish to have happiness. All sentient beings wish to be free from suffering. So it's necessary to find the causal factors for the production of happiness in order to achieve it. So when one investigates this, one will find that in order to achieve happiness in this life and in future lives, it's necessary to engage in religious practice or dharmic practice. So we need to look no further than this for the achievement of happiness in this life and in future lives. It's dependent upon our activities.
어제 땅 가서 가서 그래 세망 내손을 집어 있는 가서 가보요 말이스 하도 멀리 집어 있는 가서 집어요 가보요 말이스 가보요 반나지 안 산지게 내손 동에 까네 하도 멀리 루야게 더 가서 손 버리잖아 안 건조손을 저서 누유고는 렌데 아부손 디발 샤동 아부제나 할 지그레 멀리 지그레 집어요 그래스 어디 손 버리스 아디샤나랑 고들레 집어 총으세도 어디레스
So at the beginning of the text, the Tisha's lamp for the path to enlightenment, we can find where he describes what is called a being of least capacity or a being of lesser capacity. So if one achieves rebirth in the higher realms as opposed to the lower realms, then there would be a great deal more happiness in the higher realms. So if a being wishes to abandon the causal factors for the rebirth into the lower realms so that he or she may achieve in future lives rebirth into the higher realms, then it's necessary for there to be a method in order to achieve these results. And the Buddha stated that the method to achieve the result of a rebirth into the higher realm in future lives is by relying upon a very steady and stable refuge in the three jewels, an understanding of the law of karma and its effects, or actions and their effects, and a large amount of perseverance relative to the acknowledgement of downfalls or confession. So these three things together are what has been stated by Buddha to allow one to be born into the higher realms. And this is one who has the motivation to be born into the higher realms and engages in these activities is called the being of least capacity. And this can be found in the beginning of the text.
Sanjila chosun ryu gune, Sanjiga sumba naji, chandu tan lendit na dibal shadan yabajeva ina, and then ngesung dungil tan lalta mal rugo.
So the Buddha is very similar to a doctor giving out a prescription. The Buddha can state that if you engage in these practices of a stable refuge and the understanding of karma and its effects and acknowledgement of downfalls, then you will be able to eradicate the rebirth into the lower realms and you will not have to experience those sufferings of the lower realms and you will be able to be born into the higher realms. So this is very similar to a diagnosis that a doctor does and then a prescription of medication in order to alleviate whatever type of suffering the patient is complaining about. Likewise, the Buddha has given us a pathway to out of the lower realm, so it's very similar to a doctor giving medicine to eradicate an illness. Here the illness is the rebirth into the lower realms and the medicine being the practice.
What dunge dene lhadu mle yuwaris. Kuwa du mabu ba desi do ane dunge l taa yuwaris. Dunge l taa, ane kuyu dunge l taa taad karje was jemun dina tumu yu laji rinba ane churin ji laba taa, dingan zi ji laba taa, shira ji laba sun labi chute rinba nipa lhengu waris. Jemun dina tumu yu laji rinba.
So the second level that is explained in Atisha's Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment in the stages of the path is called teachings that are shared in common with beings of medium capacity. And just from before, the other is also called teachings shared in common with beings of small capacity. So the previous explanation can be called that as well. So this is called teaching shared in common with beings of medium capacity, or teachings for being of medium capacity. So this second level is a being who recognizes not only the suffering of the lower realms, but also recognizes that in the higher realms of the gods, the demigods, humans, there is still suffering. He or she recognizes that wherever one is in cyclic existence, if one is abiding in cyclic existence, then he or she is necessarily experiencing suffering, because cyclic existence, suffering pervades cyclic existence. So then he or she recognizes that the higher realms still have to endure the suffering of meeting with the unpleasant and being separated from meeting with the unpleasant and being separated from the pleasant, the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, the pervasive compounded suffering, the suffering of birth, aging, sickness, and death. So all of these types of suffering, this medium scope practitioner recognizes and wishes to definitely get out of them, and wishes to definitely get out of them in order to achieve liberation or nirvana. So this type of being is called a being of medium capacity, and these teachings are called teachings shared in common with beings of medium capacity or middling capacity. So what is the method for this type of practitioner? The method that he or she must employ is the three higher trainings, the higher training in ethics, the higher training in concentration, and the higher training in wisdom. So these three need to be combined in order for the medium scope practitioner to eradicate the causal factors for all of cyclic existence, so that he or she is out of the cycle altogether and can achieve the state of nirvana for him or herself, excuse me, alone.
Denzin de pombala, Tony to be shira in Jimmy Gogores, Tony to be shira Johnson Denzil Nebunores, Tony la me beating at the Johnsona, ne Tony to be shira Nubachevichanagres, Chutin Lava de Gruzheva in a Tayun Nubachevichane, and the new Mobata, and the Dungets on the Pon Tabatuachi, and the Natu what the Jim was at is.
So, when we look at the suffering and we look at the causal factors of suffering, we need to look at the Four Noble Truths. We see that the first of the Four Noble Truths is called the truth of suffering, and the second is called the truth of origin of suffering. So the truth of suffering is the suffering that one has to endure that was previously explained, the suffering of suffering, etc., suffering of change and so forth. So these types of suffering must have a cause. Then that leads us to the second noble truth, the truth of origin. And what is the true complete origin of the suffering which causes one to be propelled into cyclic existence? What is the root causal factor of cyclic existence? The root causal factor of cyclic existence is the grasping at true existence, or the grasping at true establishment. So if one can eradicate the grasping at true establishment or grasping of true existence, then the afflictions and the actions and so forth, which this actual mistaken view creates, will no longer be created. And if this takes place, then one is able to be free altogether from this truth of suffering, because the origin of suffering has been eradicated. But one cannot just do this by having a wish for this to happen. It's necessary to have a wisdom, and this wisdom is the wisdom realizing emptiness. But one cannot have wisdom realizing emptiness unless he or she has single-pointed concentration, which uses as its object of observation emptiness. So the single-pointed concentration, which utilizes as its object of observation concentration, object of observation emptiness, then allows one to have the wisdom realizing emptiness. But it's not possible to have concentration without ethics. So this is why we see that this triangle of topics is necessary in order for one to achieve the state of liberation, because one must have the ethics or the ethical behavior in order to produce the concentration. This concentration must be a concentration or single-pointed concentration which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness. And then by doing so, one can achieve the state of wisdom, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness. And these things serve as an antidote to the mistaken view of the grasping at true existence. Once the grasping at true existence has been eradicated, then what it produces can no longer be produced, and that is cyclic existence.
Chuno deba dru bazim de zi taba dru de zi lu ndra boris lu lu she des taba dru ma im ba she so na taba dru de zi lu de no no do was den na ji chuno deba ma dru ba de she so na deba dru bazim de zi no ne bun ro was.
It's very similar to a mistaken view that one sees when he or she enters a dark room and mistakes a rope for a snake. If that mistaken view is present, then all sorts of emotions and so forth relative to this occur, fear and so forth. But once one recognizes that it's just a rope, then none of these other things can take place. Likewise, once one recognizes that things are not truly established, then the grasping at true existence or grasping at true establishment is eradicated. And then this antidote to the mistaken view serves as the antidote to the root of cyclic existence and the afflictions and actions that it produces.
Tawa labas on the abajo, labi labas on the abajo baina, dungetawan upon tabatu to waters, liberation the young waters. Inaya, Nyomo be bachat, dancing bacha mabuna, Taji chamba chatu maris, Taji chamba chabala, and a shanchuk sent lojan waters.
So if we have these highest higher trainings, translators note for those who are new, highest higher training, because it's specific to the Buddhist view, and you can ask others afterwards if you're curious why it's called highest higher training. So the three highest higher trainings can produce liberation because they have the ability to eradicate the afflictive obstructions, but they cannot produce complete Buddhahood. Just reliance upon the three higher trainings alone will not produce Buddhahood, will not produce omniscience. And the reason for this is that the afflictive obstructions have been eradicated, but their imprints are still present. Their imprints are called the obstructions to omniscience. And in order to eradicate the obstructions to omniscience, which are the imprints of the predispositions that were previously left, imprints of the afflictions that are still lingering, in order to eradicate those, one must have bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So one must not only have the three higher trainings, but also add bodhicitta in order to eradicate those imprints of the imprints, afflictive obstructions.
Oje lanre reba sumba dil maya na chanchu sen lo janchu tle de goris marba chanchu sen lo jan na chanchu sen ge tu je bi toni du bi shera ne ba chun du goris denzi ba chal ne bu du goris marba.
So the sumba rib sumba
jeben chungu da thungu ya jeben ni da sumba ro.
So the third level, which is the great scope, or the teachings for beings of great capacity, relies upon bodhicitta, and there's an explanation of this mind that aspires to enlightenment, because it goes through the different trainings in ethics and concentration and the wisdom realizing emptiness, but then states that it's in order to achieve complete Buddhahood, bodhicitta is indispensable on the path. So then the section goes into how one achieves and maintains the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or bodhicitta, in order to eradicate the obstructions to omniscience to achieve the state of all knowing that a Buddha has. So if one wishes to generate this mind that aspires to enlightenment, then there are two causal factor lineages for this achievement, or two instructional lineages for achieving the state of the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And translators note, the mind that aspires to enlightenment is synonymous with bodhicitta and Mahayana mind generation. So all of these three things mean exactly the same thing. So if one wishes to achieve these, the instructions are given, passed down from the Lord Maitreya to a Sangha called the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta. The second lineage of instruction passed from excuse me, Manjushri to Nagarjuna is called equalizing and exchanging self with others. So here are two causal lineages for the achievement of Mahayana mind generation or bodhicitta, and once one generates bodhicitta, then he or she is a Mahayanist or is practicing Mahayana. Once you have bodhicitta, you're a Mahayanist. So once one generates bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, then there are two vehicles that he or she can choose to engage in, or two paths that he or she can engage in. One is the perfection vehicle, and the second is the esoteric or tantric vehicle. These are both great vehicle teachings.
Oje dad pasin tibi lol pasin tibi lan lo bi su dela sun res labi churin ji laba da tinga ji ji laba da shira ji laba lo bi su sun je ba jena sis bur ba ji tele je ba ina pasin cho od lo bi su dele du wares
de lapa sum dang shin du
laba sun je ba jena ding ji na shin du sis bur ba ji tele je ba ina pasin cho ten ten parbashin ba
then parshin ju gare lena
das is parbashin tekon le ne a to ju paru dishin ba de she ju paru dishin ba de mano ju paru dishin ba de ji to ba ju ay war den ne ga mu dang ga lan di
war so first someone who is engaging in the perfection vehicle then he or she practices the three higher trainings and also the six perfections and also the ten perfections. The person who wishes to engage in the course of the perfection vehicle, which falls into the category of the great vehicle, must rely upon these teachings, three highest trainings, six perfections, and the ten perfections.
Oje ta dene churin jilaba da dingen ze jilaba churin jilaba de garju gore da ngazu ane lombal thingu gunduwas lombal thing police ja ne lombal thingu da na ji ane saje ki thing ji zo res chutin zo go chutin ye bi tu ne dingen ze da shara laba gomba ina ane yabu yung gore so what do some res
so any place or any area which is successful or thrives must have law, must have some sort of law that's in place. Likewise, the Buddha stated that ethics are the foundational importance, and ethical behavior is very similar to a law. So this is why it's been stated first that one must have ethics. Because if one has ethical behavior, then if one wishes to familiarize oneself or wishes to meditate upon the concentration or single-pointed concentration or wisdom, then it becomes possible. So this is why it's been stated that it's necessary to have ethics in order to produce the latter realizations.
What the thing is that shooting the love you to the thing is in love you to that chin sabar tang as a hero ka to de yours
so we've already gone over the highest higher training in ethics previous classes and we've already gone over the highest higher training in concentration in previous classes and we've arrived now at the highest higher training in wisdom and we've been going over that recently
oje dad ne jaju ju de sanje ne an sanje sal sanje bala ta de shera ni gu wores ta de shera ni me ne sanje tu mares shadi ji ja su bari de shin bala an shu ba ni gu no shu ba ni le me na ji ma du me na do tu mu do as de na ji ta shi shu ba ni gu wores
It's necessary for one to have, if one wishes to achieve the state of unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment or Buddhahood, it's necessary to have the two wings. And here, the two wings refer to method and wisdom. And it's stated in the entrance to the middle way, the Madhyamika Avatara by Chandrakirti, that the golden goose must have two wings in order to fly over the great ocean. And here, the great ocean refers to cyclic existence. So it's necessary to have both the wings of method and wisdom to transcend and go over to the other side which here the other side is a synonym for Buddhahood. And just to translators know, perfection truly translates as going to the other side, but it doesn't make sense in English, so no one uses that.
What the jid denba ni lang ta shi ni debu ku ni jil denba ni yue zang chu chu an ne lang ko su ta shi ni yong go ta de shi ro ta de shi ro ni yue zang debu ku ko su le chu ku de zu ku ni yong du go re sma re ba.
So when we look at the two truths and we look at the two accumulations, and we look at the two necessities, the two truths being ultimate and conventional, the two collections being collection of exalted wisdom and collection of merit, and the two necessities being method and wisdom. If one has all of these things together, then one can produce Buddhahood. And what they produce are the two different bodies, the form body and the truth body, or the Robhukaya and the Dharmakaya. Sherup Mayimbi Gewa Yina Tayimichap.
Sherup Mayimbi Shindu Yoro Jimba Tsutin La Suba Tuzuk Na Tores.
Dinga. So when we look at the difference between method and wisdom, we look at the difference between accumulation of merit and accumulation of exalted wisdom, we can see that there are six perfections. And the first of the five perfections fall into the category of the collection of merit or of method. And these, the collection of merit or method produce the form body of the Buddha. And the last perfection, the perfection of wisdom, or the literally going to the other side of wisdom, creates the actual truth body or the Dharmakaya. So we can see how it splits up. So any meritorious activity which one engages in, which lacks wisdom or which is not wisdom, is necessarily method. So that's how one differentiates between method and wisdom, and the method creates the Robhukaya, or the form body, and the wisdom creates the Dharmakaya, or the truth body. Okay, so number 47, the Tanda Logwa. So number 47, it states, understanding emptiness of inherent existence through realizing that the aggregates, constituents, and sources are not produced is described as wisdom.
What the Hombu Kanda Jeje na Java Maba Tujubi Rajin Tony Shibi Shira the Shira is and Shira to what there is, what the song what is.
So there are many different kinds of wisdom. When one understands any type of phenomena, then this is called wisdom. But the king of wisdom, the real king, is the one that understands emptiness, the wisdom realizing emptiness. So here it says, understanding emptiness of inherent existence through realizing the aggregates, constituents, and sources are not produced is described as wisdom. So here, this is speaking of the root wisdom, the true king of wisdom here. This is not just everyday normal wisdom, like understanding a phenomena.
Mm-hmm. 외송 레이스 외송 이미 주생 가르스나 최소 주권이 전하는 주 최고 투비 주 주 인자 안에 싫어 레이스 말이야.
So by recognizing that all that phenomena dependently originate, because phenomena dependently originate, they are necessarily lack true establishment or lack true existence or have no inherent existence because of that dependent origination. So this understanding is what is called wisdom. So understanding that all of these things mentioned here are not truly established because they dependently originate is the type of analysis which leads one to the realization of emptiness, which leads one to the formation of the Dharmakaya or the Chukku, the truth body. I'm thinking in three languages because Chukku is Tibetan, Dharmakaya is Sanskrit, and truth body is obviously English.
Yeah. 딱 아주 싫어 입은 바야기 그래서 누워서 오드리스 때.
So in the Heart Sutra, we see the five skandhas. Skandhas is Sanskrit. Aggregates is English. It's also called heaps, aggregates. So when we read the Heart Sutra and it says, seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature, skandhas is an aggregate. For some reason, they chose to be smart and use a Sanskrit word in an English translation. I don't know why. So whenever you see skanda, or you see heap, or you see aggregate, or you see pungbo, that all means the same thing.
Pungbo ga deba dhubar zimin zeba dhe taba dhudin zibar lo lu shi res. Pungbo ga deba ma dhubar dhubi shira dhubi zon res.
So the mistaken view is that the five aggregates themselves have some sort of true establishment. It's very similar to the mistaken view that a rope is a snake. So it's by reversing that and recognizing that the five aggregates are a collection and are not truly established is what is called wisdom. So the Buddha has stated this many times in the 100,000 verse Prajnaparamita Sutra. Or the 80 trick the J tri gare boom J tri ni tri chi ni gare
boom tji dongba tji shuluka tji
80,000. Okay, so there's the 100,000, the 80,000, the 20,000, and the 8,000 verse Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, and the Buddha has stated this, and that is why Atisha has extracted that from all of those vast texts and stated it here in a concise manner. But we can find a more larger description in these bigger texts. So the subject, the Yanjar Surunan, the Chuja, the...
Tuni Dubi, Tuni Dubi Shiro Yorwa. Humunga Deba Marubu Dubi Shiro De, and the Yosun Karjini Yosun Re. Yosun Yimi Jusen Karis Riva Yina, and the Chuzo Jukunin on the Tzu, Chugu Lajin Juji, Chugu Ju Tzu Yita, Yosun Re.
So what is the reason that it is the understanding that the five aggregates are a collection that come together and are not truly established? What is the reason that this is called wisdom? The reason that this is called wisdom is because this understanding, this realization of the emptiness of the five aggregates because of their dependent origination through because of their dependent origination, they lack true establishment. They are only nominally designated. And the reason this is called wisdom is because this type of realization produces the truth body or the Dharmakaya. So this is the one reason that is stated for it being called wisdom because of what it produces. So the five aggregates themselves are conventional truth, fall into the category of mundane truth. But the empty, the lack of true establishment of these five aggregates is called ultimate truth or super mundane truth.
어제 다 봄봉한테 대마 마루바 이미 주센 가르스 봄봉한테 대마 마루바 주센 가르스나 다 땅한테 송을 해요 말이다 어 줄라 줘봐 어 줄라 줘봐 레벌라 줘봐 몽라 줘봐 다 제단 다 돈이 주베 땅한테 뭐요 말이다 대이 나네 다 랑전 거서 또 송송 말이다 송
So in the there are many reasons that can be asserted to explain why the five aggregates are not truly established. But here in this particular text, there are three reasons that are given for their lack of true establishment. Then the sum, the kali kali la.
That tambo tambo kali kali si
kuwa.
Tambo rebel la juba sa umar ba.
Rebel la juba.
Rebel la juba. That pa na ang aso ane matu jita ba ina matu sun juro sun sun to matu juro wa. Matuk sun ke tu so matu matu as matuk sal ta chulu jo dan kale sun nyugo je ngun do as nyugo de matuk si ke tu so matu as phombang ga rang ju tu so rang ju tu so yo mares rang ju tu so me zang rang ju tu so ne ba maru bares rang ju tu so yo ba de ba maru bares rang ju tu so me ba de ba maru bares rang ju tu so yo ba de me ba ni ga yin ba de ba maru bares rang ju tu so yo ba de me ba ni ga ma yin ba de ba maru ba yin be me je de du de me je
Okay, so when we look at the five aggregates themselves, the first reason that we can give for their lack of true establishment is the fact that they are a result. And if it is a result, it is necessarily dependent upon causal factors. For instance, if we have a flower, it's necessary to have a seed, and it's necessary to, that seed itself is not a flower. It's necessary to put the seed in the ground and to fertilize it and to water it and to have the appropriate conditions surrounding it, and then eventually that seed will sprout into a flower. But there is no inherently established flower that exists from its own side exclusive of that collection. Likewise, the aggregates themselves are an effect and are dependent upon other factors, and it's because of the fact that they are an effect, they are not caused by themselves. It's an awkward but literal translation. Their production are not of its own. So it's not its production is dependent upon other than its own. So this is one reason given for the emptiness or the lack of true establishment of the five aggregates. Tamche lapsar.
That the ne pomonga chuje san digro da pomonga chu mutu chuje san digro da pomonga chuje rang ju tu ayu mero wa rang ju tu yo maro pomonga kuno ju tu yo mudu wa mutu chuje rang ju tu mudu wa si tu mudu wa pomonga rang ju tu yo mares rang ju tu me za rang ju tu so me ba de ba du mares rang ju tu yo ba de ba ma du bares rang ju tu yo ba na me ba ni ga yin ba de ba ma du bares rang ju tu yo ba na me ba ni ga ma yin ba de ba ma du ba yin ta phomong ga de ba ma du bares bu na na ki mu du jis
So we can state that the five aggregates, for instance, the subject, the five aggregates, are not created by themselves. So we can't say that they are truly established because they are created by themselves. But we can also say that we can't say that they are established because they are non-existent, because they are not non-existent. We can't say that they are established because they are existent, because we've already asserted that their existence is brought in is causal. So we can't state that their existence themselves makes it so that they are truly established. And is there something which is neither? That is truly established, which is neither existent or non-existent, and the answer is no. So there is nothing that is non-existent or existent, that is produced or not produced, that can be found to be truly established or truly existent, because everything dependently originates, no matter how you look at it, even a non-existent entity which one could make up, such as a sky flower.
어제 다 돈이 공부하더라더니 투성지 지는 공부다 안 공부고 맞이 봐 요공스 카니 용거스 다 주선라 때는 돈이 산다다 봐 투중 그 싫어다 산중 그 싫어 죽은 걸로 제공라고 말해 지는 돈이 공부다 맞이 봐 공부 니 용거스 말해 투성지 지는 공부 안에 맞이 봐 요공스 돈이 고수 니 요아레스 말베
토니 곰 니 제곰 당 주고
조고니
단다 주 마모 당 제곰
당달라 테네 돈이 산타도 제곰레스 말베 제곰 다 돈이를 고아 잡아들레 주센 산도 마당바지 다가노 주산 당 조공서 그러바
So there are two types of concentration when we look at meditation itself. There, and meditation is actually a loaded word. It doesn't, there's no translation connection there. We've made that up in the West. It's called familiarization in Tibetan. So familiarization with this subject is called analytical familiarization. And then when one is not using correct signs or reasoning, in order to meditate, then this is called single-pointed familiarization, or single-pointed, single-pointed familiarization. So when we are using analysis or using reasons for the emptiness of this or that, then this type of meditation or this type of familiarization is called analytical familiarization. But if we were to not use reasons and we were to use emptiness as our object of observation and singly without relying upon any sort of conceptuality or reasoning, then this would be called single-pointed familiarization. So just a translator's note, the reason that I want to differentiate that is meditation in the West has an implication that one has their eyes closed and is in a trance almost. But the word in Tibetan is called familiarization. Gom is familiarization. There's no connection to the word we use, meditation. It's just been something that translators have used because it's more mystical sounding. But it really isn't what is meant in the Tibetan at all. The NGK, the
yueba jiwa rimit, inchi kitu, yueba jiwa rimit, kutu, uta chasang ji lugu ndo, inchi chi lugu, yueba jiwa rimit.
Jibji shi jie.
Meba wang, o, jibji shi jie di lugu, English.
So, when we arrive at number 48, we see, something existent cannot be produced, nor something non-existent, like a sky flower. These errors are both absurd, and thus, both of the two will not occur either.
Debo la jeba shebe gunde deba marubu dubu tataris. Debo la jeba yomen chungu gudensis. Debo deba dumaru jeba shebe gunde ane deba marubu dubu tatal yomen chungu gudangas, yomen chungu gudensis. Wate yoba jeba remedis. Ne pombonga the rang juu to the yoba mares. Pombonga the rang juu to the yomare. Rang juu to the meta ane. Yoba deba marubares, ranga juu to the meba deba marubares, ranga juu to the yoba de meba nika imba deba marubares, ranga juu to the yoba de meba nika ma imba deba maruba yinta, pomponga deba marubares, bananaki mutujins.
So something existent cannot be produced, nor something non-existent, like a sky flower. These errors are both absurd, and thus both of these two will occur. So here, the assertion of true existence is being described like a sky flower, because a sky flower is a non-existent. So when we look at the five aggregates themselves, we cannot say that they are self-created. So we can't say that their self-creation is truly established because it is not truly existent. But we cannot say that it is non-existent. And if it was non-existent, we could not say that it was truly established. And it is existent, but we can't say that it's truly established because of its existence and its production, because its production and its existence is reliant upon other things, and we can't. And is there something which is neither? Is there a way that it could be not existent and not non-existent? But truly established? And the answer is no. So no matter how one looks at it in any angle, one will find that it is not truly established, whether one looks at collection prior to it being aggregates or when it comes into being aggregates. None of those things, its production or cessation, are truly established. So that's the point. And the absurdity of believing that things are truly existent is same as believing that a flower could grow in the sky.
다 보면 가 주지 내가 내가 두비 좋아하면 대랑 그 유도 여바 내가 내가 두비 좋아하면 매비 매바 내가 두비 좋아하면 네가 임바 내가 두비 좋아하면 네가 마임비 내가 두비 좋아하면 비지 보나 나기 모두 인시비 다한다라 되네 안 내가 두바 시비 싫어들 제발로 그러지 제바서 우마르베다
Jake Pog Sema.
Yeah.
So once one engages in this analysis, such as the subject, the five aggregates, are the five aggregates created? Yes. Are they self-created? No. They rely upon something. Is there creation itself non-existent? No, it's existent because there's a creation that takes place. But is the fact that the creation takes place and isn't existent, does this make it truly established? The answer is no, because it was produced. And if it was, once it's produced and it exists at that moment of abiding, is it truly established? And the answer is no, because it came and it was produced and it will cease. And all of these things rely upon, are dependent upon other things. So the subject, the five aggregates, is necessarily not truly established. So this type of analysis, when one utilizes correct signs to come to the conclusion of something, is called inferential prime cognition or inferential valid cognition.
Te go cover is Jebang Asu Julmobuars, Dada Sulduas, Dada Sul Nebel, Dajine, JB Dan, Kensi, the Garden, Lucus, Trishakan Duas, Trishan Dus Deon, JB in a imitajuaris, Kensi in a Kensi imitajor, Tatala Tene, Dada Kensi imbatan, JB in Bashitu, Mingtongo Maris, Tatala Tene, Shabi Lutal Jebaloris.
So for those who are new, you hear inferential. Cognition or inferential valid cognition, and it might seem like a difficult word to understand, but it really isn't. This is something that we utilize all the time. A doctor, for instance, has to rely upon machines, has to rely upon all of these tests and analysis in order to make a diagnosis. He or she is not able to just suddenly understand what is wrong with you. He or she has to take tests and use machines, and then they can determine whether you have tuberculosis or you have cancer or you have some of these other kinds of diseases. But these are all reliant upon a correct sign, reliant upon the analysis that he or she engaged in to come up with the diagnosis. So in this case, this is also inferential prime cognition because it is valid and it is incontrovertible, but it relied upon correct signs and it was not directly cognized. So there are those things that we cannot have a direct perception of instantly. There are those things that we have to rely upon reason and analysis and a correct sign to come to a conclusion. And these things are called, this conclusion is arrived at through the use of inference. And this inference is brought about through relying upon a correct sign and through analysis. So once one has a correct sign, analysis, then he or she can arrive at inferential prime cognition, which is in the category of valid cognition.
Number 49
says, a thing is not produced from itself, nor from another, also not from both, nor causelessly either. Thus it does not exist inherently by way of its own entity.
What the Jula Joba do just mean dances? What does Jula Jeba Shine and Jeba Shibu Gun and the Bama Drew Driba de Jula Joba do just mean dances? What did they wear? Is Marbe? Mola Jubugun de Bamadu Drubitsu, Song Yorta, Soma Zomadua, Tandinus and Digre. Pena ngobu ran le mechi ji jen le karza ngobu ran le mechi ji jen da ni ga le ja mi jume le mi ti yisher ngoni ji ran ji mes ngobu ran le mechi ji se tan de su gor da
de ya bu do
ta nga tu du ji nga lo che wa re s du ji nga lo de bu yin sa che wa re s ju le che wa re s ane ju le che wa re de ane da le che wa yo ma re s yin le che wa yo ma re s ni ga le che wa yo ma re s ju me le che wa yo ma re s de yin so da de ma ma ru ba re s ane zo wa she rong go le da le ma yin yin le mi ni le ma yin ju me mi ngo bu ga da ga na ya che wa na yo ma yin s ngo o ma zo wa she rong go go de dan de chi ba re s ta ane da le ma yin s du ji ga lo da le ma chi ba re s mar ba pa na dwiji kongolo na nga tsu matu na tsu kongolo dali chiga maris dali chiga ki lenka shiri tangchenpa res tangchenpa tangchenpa ki ane dwiji tsunga dali chiga res matu da dali chiga res dali kandar chiga sana matu ki si jirwa si di nalu le nyugu ngobu yuwa res mi matung bari matu di nalu le nyugu ngobu yuwa res ju nalu le nyugu ngobu yuwa de ane ku kale ya tuyongu matu sabi nalu le nyugu ngobu jime na ngobu gaba tuyongu yuwa res ane si gu tu su nyugu ngobu yuwa res tangchen de tangchen
tangchenpa
ju gu tu rebu di yuwa bi gu ne chewa de da le chewa as ken le nga shiru tangchenpa res ale ki rere rere la da
So a thing is not produced from itself, nor from another, also not from both, nor causelessly either. Thus, it does not exist inherently by way of its own entity. So a thing is not produced from itself. So there is not anything within this that produces it. It would be impossible for a thing to produce itself. Anything that is a compound has arisal, has abiding, and has cessation. So this actual compound arisal takes place through various facets or factors. So we can't say that it is produced from itself. And an ancient Indian tradition called the Samkhya school believed that cause had the result within it. So the Samkhya school believed that the enumerators is called in English. The enumerators believe that within a seed, for instance, the flower was already inside of it. So the cause had its result already abiding within it. This is a refutation of basically that view that inherently they believe that there is a self that inherently exists because the belief is that the cause is the effect is within the cause at all times. So this is a view of the Samkhya school or the enumerator school and the refutation of that. So a thing is not produced from itself because it relies upon factors or from another, meaning that there is not an outside source that makes it inherently exist. And you can't say that it's, from both either. And that's the whole explanation Rinpoche gave.
That tangchenpa ge duje gngolo demba tu bares demba tu bi chewa yu bares demba tu bi chewa yu bi jusen kares na ju yu su yu bi gun ni chewa yin beje da le chewa yin beje ku jusen tu ku wa da le chewa yin ta demba tu bi chewa yu bares rangon tu bi chewa yu bares la de res
So the Samkhya school, there are the enumerators, believe that all phenomena truly exists because within it its cause is present. So there has always been the cause and the effect and so forth present in all phenomena. So this is their reason for stating that things are truly established.
Seed nolul nyungu yuaris, yuene tuyongoramadu mena kaba tuyongoris. Seed nolul nyungu hobu yuaris, kud ladu waris.
Yajur suralang, the sapo yuari.
Sabun yuro, sabun.
Sabun.
Shink sabun nolul, shindung hobu yuaris, min tungu yuaris, kud jayung waris, jibuta. Tingzong dema dubaris.
So the belief is that, for instance, in a seed, there's an entire tree inside of this seed that one just can't see at that point. And then this seed has the ability to sprout and there's a tree, but the belief is that the tree is already there, the enumerator's school.
Then the Shanjin Dwagita could Tanjin Kaguaris Tene lambu chi chewa jalan ayo kenge yen te chi yoba yina. Tele lambu chi chewa jalan ayo nyoba jayo rwa. Yen te chi la. Lanchen chewa jalan ayo nyoba jayo na. Lanchen ja ayo yus. Yus lagro ta.
Tene the lamchen.
Lambu chi jayi chewa lan ayo kenge yen te tsakang chi yoba yina.
Tsakang la.
An tsakang lambu chi jayo yoba tas.
Then the garish the yanje selpo labgo tene gangin sene gamange tonsung ine dets jason
la la chen ge jo ja lan ya ge no ba no ba ja yo jo ja ent ji ge born the land born kaza alban born element 100 c he yo ge jo ro let's say toma la chen ge jo ja lan ya no ba ja yo ge ant ji yo ro wa
lesser
what the zagon zagon du chim ba yina de gon la bu ja a yo na yo
se lo ji ro so la ku tu re so Shanti Deva then comes back and says okay if there is an ant standing on top of a piece of grass and in their that ant's previous life he or she was an elephant and there were 100 elephant rebirths previously, are you meaning to tell me there are 100 elephants standing on a blade of grass?
So
are there 100 elephants standing on a blade of grass? So one elephant couldn't stand on a blade of grass. So Shanti Deva stated this.
The
Pama. So the Shanti Deva stated that the enumerators speak of absurd things like a donkey. How could you say things that are so absurd, such as believing 100 elephants could stand on a grass, piece of grass?
What this is gonna double double to us?
So it's very similar to this. The tanda, the juchi.
Yeah, okay. What about random machines? What the, ane juchi, paya ke kitu je, deva maru de dalich mache. Dalich oyo maris. Dalich chesengen de tangen res maruba. Juchi dusun debu yose de. Juchi dusu yebu gune chwa dal dalich. Juchi dusu yen ne chwa yinzang deva juchi oyo ar. Deva juchi oyo aris.
So the first one. The subject, the five aggregates, are not born from themselves. So here, this is a refutation of the enumerator school, basically stating the impossibility with various reasons that things are not produced from themselves. So this is not stating that this is not a qualified reason for its true establishment.
Jenle jiwa se teresi ta, jenle jiwa kelenka mabuyo waris, naba sanjibu chota ma jege nane, oma tanjiwa ma tu, ranju ba, senzang ba, shira ma du da ba, tusuke jenle jiwa kelenka res, ranga senji chuba kelenka res, ranga senji chuba, ranjin chuba kelenka res, maribay.
The yanjiris, the umapa, the samsampa, the tamche, the shien, jengi.
Jewa, Kilang.
There are many beliefs of the lack of beliefs of true establishment within even the Buddhist tenet systems. We can find not in the middle way consequence school, not in the Madhyamika Prasangika, the highest view, but you can find in the middle way autonomy school, the mind only school, or the Chittamantran school, it's called, or the Satrantika school, or Sutra school, and the Vabhashika school, or the great exposition school, we can find production of other, as well as in non-Buddhist traditions. So we can find this second thing that is being refuted in actual Buddhist and non-Buddhist texts.
달마지 라진 주바 듣지 마시는 데서마다 라진 주바 엄마 탄주어 그 라진 주바 켈래 그랬어 답은 나 취소 아유 예스로 봐 엄마 탄주어 라진 주마 주바 켈래 그랬어 라주 보면 지 라진 주로서 되었어 안에 취도 조금가 예비 취도 간대랬어 루용 그 파자비 요바레 그런 건 제도 버렸어 말이야 루유 도비 따상 루용 그 잡아 맹이 따상 大藏都有把这事，每个大藏都有，六用个家藏都有把这事，嘛的呗。六用个家吧，都比用个家吧。我们谈就都比用个家藏都有把这事。我们让就比都比用个怕家，有可能我那住你住的是你住，有可能可能我那有啊，六用个怕家吧，你住的是，你住你在让我那住有把这事。我们谈就六用往个家往里家藏的嘛，都可能我那住住有嘛的事。
So one difference in the middle way consequence school, which is called the Madhyamika Prasangika school, and the middle way autonomy school, which is the Madhyamika Svatantrika school, which also has two divisions. The one key difference is the middle way consequence school, the highest school, Prasangikas, believe that there is no nature from the side of the thing that is being named or imputed. The object is present, then one nominally designates it as this or that, but it has no inherent existence from its own side of this or that. Its sole dependence is upon a naming that takes place. So that's the highest view. The middle way autonomy school, which is the school just under the Prasangika school, or the consequence school's belief that it takes both a nominal designation and a consciousness apprehending it, as well as the action agent object, as the object having some sort of essence from its own side. But its essence cannot be completed until the nominal designation or the apprehension takes place. So the middle way autonomy school feels that there is a relationship between agent and object in a way that the object does not come into being and cannot be named without the agent, and the agent depends upon the object. So there is a relationship, according to the autonomy school, in that way, in which they state that things have some sort of nature from their own side, but it needs to have an apprehender to completely bring it into existence as this or that.
Tabunang so I say the Kangal duos I am I say duos I the Kanda you are is I the Pumbunga Tubal Matuba Rangun Tubare Luyong Jazan Risena Oman Tanju I say the Pumbunga Tubal Dune Luyba Tazan Tazan Rematu Krong and Drew your mothers. Ranju Bagay. And I say that Luyong Paja, Krong when you are this, Luyong, Nisurang on the Jewaris, Rang when you are this, Luyong does Nisuris.
So when we look at the five aggregates themselves, the middle way consequence school feels that the five aggregates come into being through a series of dependents. The five aggregates come into being and they form a collection. This collection is then nominally designated as this or that. It is imputed as this or that, but has no inherent nature or true establishment from its own side whatsoever. The middle way autonomy school believes that the five aggregates have some sort of essence themselves, but also depend upon the imputation or the nominal designation, rely upon the apprehender to apprehend the object and bring the object into being. So the apprehender apprehends the object. The object itself is apprehended and then comes into being as this or that once the apprehender decides what this or that is. So the middle way consequence school does not feel that that's accurate. They feel that it relies solely upon the nominal designation, and there is no essence more than the naming itself. So when we use this formula, we can use it with all different types of people. For instance, Jeff, Jeff's five aggregates. We see Jeff, we're naming him Jeff, but Jeff is just independence, named independence upon these aggregates and forms and so forth that are coming together, and then one says, there's Jeff, or then one says, there's John, or then one says, there's Ted, etc., etc., etc. But there is no Jeff exclusive of that collection that came into being and then was named. There is no inherently existent soul or inherently existent Jeff that's exclusive from that naming.
Chala ta kare yin na ya tene ku da ju chu zong la tu ne mi ge ta zong yo ba sha da ro wa an ka ji le na du san da ka ji le khang ba san da mi ge ta zong ri ma re be.
It doesn't matter what thing we use as an example. It doesn't matter if we use a house or an airplane or a car or any type of phenomena, anything that is a collection, which is everything, we can then come up with the same conclusion that there is just imputed. There is no true inherent existence from its own side. It is not truly established. It dependently originates, and because of this, it has no inherent nature from its own side. So the autonomy school believes in a nature of some sort from the side of the object that's being apprehended, whereas the Prasangika school, consequence school, does not believe that the object being apprehended has any sort of inherent existence or nature other than what it is named by the apprehender.
Tā rāngwān rūpa yuwa sādhu, ane pāna mātū tā rāngwān rūpa rīs, mātū kā sī tā rāngwān rūpa rīs, rāngwān rūpi jū yēn lē, rāngwān rūpi nirabu yēn jīwa rīs, yēn lē jīwa sī mara bē. Rāngwān rūpi jū yēn lē, rāngwān rūpi nirabu yēn jīwa kī lē, yēn lē jīwa sī, rāngjū bā, sēnsāṁ bā, shirā māwān, dōdā bā, shirū bā kā kī lē gwa rīs.
So we can find in the schools below Prasangika, again, the middle way autonomy school, the autonomy school leaning towards the sutra school, the autonomy school leaning towards the mind-only school, the mind-only school, the sutra school, and the great exposition school, and non-Buddhist traditions, we can find, in a sense, production from other, in a way, and some more coarse than others, coarse views than others.
Tā nyōku rāngyūpa mēchī tā kā nyōku dēmbā tū rāngwān nū tūpa rēs. Rāngwān nū tūpi jūtēn kā rēs nā rāngka cēnī jū tūpi jū yēn lē, rāngka cēnī jū tūpi rēpi yēn jīwā yīn bēyā shirs. Wā tū sā
nā.
Yā jū sā rā nā. Bē chē kā shīngi yā. Rāngwān nū tūpi jīwā yuwa rēs. Rāngwān nū tūpi jīwā nga su pama yin le buku yin jiwa nduwas. Buku le tatibi ama le jiwa nduwas. Buku da ama ni tadirwa, tadima nga. Buku da ama le tadirwa, tatibi ama le jibarwa, pali jibarwa. Tena yin nyogu da rangka chenyi jubi ju yin le jiwa res. Rangka chenyi jubi ju yin le jiwa yin zang, rangun jubi jiwa yuwa res. Rangjuba mechik ju chente res.
So the reason that the autonomy school asserts that a sprout, for instance, has some sort of nature from its own side. The reason being is that they state that the potential for it to be a sprout is there, and it doesn't turn into anything but a sprout. So the Middle Way Autonomy School's assertion is that it has to have some nature of it from its own side in order for it to be this or that, because it is clearly named this or that.
Ta da le jiwa da yin le jiwa se ge guo ya bu cha zhen de ni ge le ji shen de le la bu ro da. Da le jiwa de ni ge le jiwa ni ge jiwa ken le ge de ge zhen ji bu ba re ji bu ba. Ma nong ba jin chu ji de ge ji mu de. Jian da na sa la wa ren na si le de ne jian ge la gang du shi ru ba. Du lu ma gong ba ji ma nong ba chu ji ge de wo de du ji du zu geng ge lo.
So the Jains in India, the Jain tradition, and the tradition where a lot of times they don't wear any clothes, they run around India and even in Dharamsala naked completely, believe that there is a production from both. And we can very easily refute that because we've just refuted the production from self, and we've just refuted the production from other, because we know that it is not produced from itself, it's dependent upon a collection, and it's not produced from other, meaning there is no other inherently existent, truly established thing that brings it into being. So once we have refuted both of these things, then we have to refute that it was brought into being from both. Because if it wasn't brought into being from A or B, you can't put A and B together and then say it was produced by that. So that's how it is refuted in that particular case. So the refutation here is that it is not inherently produced from self, other, or both.
What the Jain tradition the ge ngob na ra yin chwa yu ares chu sen ka ras ni ga li chwa yin be ku ju sen tu ku de ras da le chwa yin yin le chwa yin za rong ngon ju bi chwa yu ares ju sen ku ga ku.
So the reason that the Jains give for it being from both is because they state that there is a little of a production of itself and a little of a production from other, and then these two things make it inherently exist, make it truly established. But we've already refuted the prior two, so it's impossible for the third to be relevant, or possible. It's impossible for it to be possible.
Jamba the Joe and Hama Yomar, Shema Yomaris, Sendel Gazi Jibjun, the Gandhi Mato, Chujis Gubaki Yomarich, Taku, Jumel Jokin and Guruda. Should you jump by the gay and then Lujig Ngolo, Rajis, Jubicho, you are is. You have a Jusen Garris and a Jumel Joe in Bezis, Jumabal Joris, Buna Tama Nomudua, Nomudus Zuki Yomaris, Ju Yomaris, Kuru Nobuchavaris. Being ready and war, being ready to Zuki Yomaris, Jumabal Jivaris, and then Pingal, then Twenta Momodua, Pinga, Hijibudua, Twenta Gayoma, Ju Yomaris, Jumelish Waris, Dean Sosa Debatu with your Waris, the Lovers.
Then Palma, Mazamisha, Consulate. So there's a school also within India that believes that things are causeless. That there is no last or previous or future life. There are none of these things. None of these exist. Things are not caused. And they give examples like, look at a piece of sand. A piece of sand wasn't caused by anything, and that sand doesn't produce anything. Peacock has all of these beautiful colors. Did you see anyone paint it? So they come with all of these conclusions, and they state that things are just how they are. And they are causeless. There has not been a cause. They just exist in that way, and they don't go beyond that as an explanation. That is their assertion, and this is their reason for stating that these things are causeless, are not, where does it say in here? It states, let me just read it to you. A thing is not produced from itself. Here it says, nor causelessly either. So nor causelessly either refers, is the refutation of the nihilists who believe that anything goes and there is no karma and effects and there's no nothing that produces anything.
Jumel Jo Kelan had Jambe Boris. Jambe Badege, Sendel Gazi Jibujun and Dir Mantu Sushama Penjil, Chujin Gubaka Yomarjibuta, Turin Zebabas, Sendel Gazi Jibujun and Dir.
So the nihilists believe that it doesn't matter what you do, you can do anything that you want to do in this life. There is no future, there is no cause, it's all causeless. Anything goes, whatever you feel like doing, go ahead. They say, when you die, there's no future life, so none of this matters. There's no past life either. Whatever is pleasant for you in this life, go for it. So these are called those who look for bliss in this life. The bliss seeker, this life bliss seekers, and those who are just looking for things to make them feel good in this life.
ngomulodruge tawa shero ngongo dilo otelle wars dale mai yele mi nile mai jume mis ngongo dil dile ngdo tawa shero ngongo dilo
otelle in the root wisdom text by Nagarjuna, it's called the Mulya Madhyamika Karika in Sanskrit. The Mulya Madhyamika Karika, Nagarjuna states this very thing, that things are not produced from self, other, both, or causeless. So you could say, for instance, the subject, the five aggregates, are not truly existent. Why are they not truly existent? Because they're not produced from self, they're not produced from other, they're not produced from both, and they're not causeless. So here's a reason stating, the reason for its lack of true existence, or lack of true establishment.
What the dale mai sa ga de jamheng do ba she gu do was jam kar sa tra jeng do ba she gu do de ga tra jeng ka gu ro s yin le mai sa de ra ju ba sen sang ba do de ba she ru ba ta ji ka gu ro s de sun do ba she gu do was.
So those other schools below the middle way consequence school, the middle way autonomists, the mind only, the sutra schools, and the great exposition schools do have production of other in certain ways you can find. You can see even in Dharamsala the Jains who believe that it's produced from both. And the ones the causeless refute the nihilists.
So if you
slowly think about these things and think about these in a gradual fashion, you'll be able to understand them and realize them. If you slowly think about these things, you will slowly understand them. So you can find the Umar Rinchen Chinwa, you can find in all of these texts the same sort of thing where it states that things are not produced from self, other, both, or causeless. You can find this in the Mulya Madhyamika Karika by Nagarjuna. You can find it in this Atisha's text, the lamp for the path to enlightenment, and various other scriptures. You can find these explanations given by Chandrakirti and the Madhyamika Avatar and so forth. So when we speak of this production itself and the lack of production, we're not speaking of the production isn't existent. We're speaking of the lack of true establishment of the production. Things are not truly established because they are produced from themselves. So we refute that. We refute the fact that they are produced from others, so they cannot be inherently existent or truly established. They are not produced from both, so they cannot be truly existent or truly established, and they are not causeless. So the whole point of this meaning is that when it says here that they a thing is not produced from itself, something existent cannot be produced. In the previous line, it doesn't mean in the literal sense it's not produced, because that would be a nihilistic view. The meaning is it's not inherently, it is not truly established, it is produced in an inherent, exclusive manner.
Dorje Zimi Dances, 하여 오버 자진 그 도제데 안도 주용들레 데미 가드게 되는 컴바도 도는 걸로 오는 거 알아서 매버서 거 알아서 도제 재미 대해서 되게 아니 뭐 뭐 그러 봤다 아니 도바 뭐 볼까 하는 거래서 도제 재미 대해서 자진 그 도제 된다 버렸어
네네 주친 가
하여 오버 자진 하여 오버 자진 미 걸사 자진 더 참바
네 아 시바
시바
하이 원보 하이 원보
하이 원보 자진을 걸어서 자진
하이 원보 is it 시바
시바
소 샹커지
마르 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 하이 잡으시오로 잡어 하이 원보 자진
브라마 브라마 브라마
바마 참발 바마를 참발로 그러고 사지 하이를 마페 온디 바마 다 자진이게 이는 사지 마페 용으로 와 하이 원보 자진 자진스 하이 잡으시오로스 하여 잡 하이 잡으시오아래 바만 잡으리다 재진스들 재진 재진글란 도주어 도제 도제 뉴바치오어스 도제들 수지니 송젠도와 왔다 안다도 왔다도 송바레스 재진글 도제들 하마이다 마투비세 아니 재진글 도진도 쉬용도 하마이게 천차다 강가 매버전으로어스 재진 도진 뉴바치오로다 대나지 땅다도 재진 도진 잡으레스 무디슈모 땅진종도 그래 아야 라주베 메시 까그레 아야 제보바 까그레 장페보 까그레스
오케이 So there's a particular god who has it's this is compared to I don't know the exact name in English, but there's a god who yields vajra. And the vajra has the ability, there's a story that this vajra was thrown and was able to destroy a particular war within the demigod's region and completely eradicate and destroy. And this type of analysis is compared to it because it leaves out it leaves no room for misunderstanding because it covers all bases. When it says produced from itself another, both are causeless. This covers every single possibility, so it completely eradicates the mistaken notions. So it's compared to the ability that this particular deity had to eradicate an entire war. So it's just showing the greatness of this analysis.
Well, Nancy, the Jula Jiba, Doji Zimi Nancy, Doji Zimi Nancy, which I mean the Yoris, Doji Stelroa, Hayong Jajin Doji Yoris, the Nubachi Yoris, Hamay the Matu Undu, Hamay Seya, Twencha Mabazuya. Hama yi kamba meba zuya wadar ngi nubachi bui waris. Ten naji ta anda tal suji yoba tege, tranchen kagare, ranjuba meche kagare, jampen kagare, chibubu kaanu waris.
So just like this special vajra had the ability to destroy the foes that he was up against in order to completely eradicate the houses, eradicate everything that was in the land that was causing obstructions or that was being fought over. Likewise, these four truths, these four things, something is not produced from self, from other, from both, or causeless, acts as an opponent to these schools, such as the Samkhya school, or the Middle Way Autonomy school, or the Jain tradition, or the nihilist. So these things basically refute all of the mistaken views that have been passed down through various Indian traditions, Indian Hindu traditions. So it's basically a refutation of to prove that the view is mistaken and not just saying it's mistaken for the sake of saying it is. There's a proof that it is a mistaken view. So in the future, we'll keep explaining this and explaining it again and again, and hopefully you will understand it. So usually at 11:15 we do meditation, but today, it went a little longer. there's not much time. So what do folks want to do? Do we want to do a short meditation? Because I know that all the students want requesting meditation. So the Getru Tamche, the requesting Gom Jabgu. So maybe today we'll skip the meditation and let's just do question and answer. So actually meditation, as I was stating before, isn't this. It means familiarization. So the fact that we sat in this class and we thought about reasons for this or for that means that we've been meditating while we're here in this class.